Hi friends, welcome back. On today's episode, I may not be your favorite after this particular talk today, but I think it's important and I wanted to bring your attention to something that you may not have been thinking about, and that is the spiritual aspect of work. Now, wait a minute. Before you click off of this podcast, let me explain and go a little bit deeper and talk about why you want to have a little bit of awareness in regards to this particular topic. And when I'm speaking about work, I'm not speaking about your career, the thing that you get paid for. I'm talking about the other things that are considered work, tasks, things like yard work, things like housework, even things like being of service to others. That can be considered work in a way. And I was thinking about this the other day, and I was having a conversation with someone, and it kind of came to me that we just live in an era of affluence. You know, we don't maintain our own yards, and oftentimes we don't clean our own homes. We just prefer everything to be convenient and ready, the faster the better. That is not always serving us. And so let me go a little bit deeper and try to talk about why. Our bodies are made for movement. And I know we go to the gym, and I know we do a little bit of fitness or a little bit of walking after dinner, which is great. And that's definitely contributing to a healthy body. But our bodies are physical in nature, and they are designed to be moving. I don't want to say constantly, but they are designed to be in motion. Let me just put it like that. I mean, you don't want to be someone that's just, you can't sit still. That's not what I'm speaking about. But our bodies are physical, and they are designed to be constantly in motion. That is how we build muscle. That is what keeps our metabolism kind of working the way it should work. And so when you think about our lifestyles and how we live, we pretty much have set everything up so that it caters to us being sedentary. We just don't want to move. And what made me start thinking about it was that I had to cook dinner, and I thought, oh God, just the act of me getting up and going to the kitchen and pulling something out and putting it in the air fryer was just an exhausting thought. And I said, you know, it's interesting how we live. Now, I know that there is beauty in movement, that there is beauty in doing tasks, not just physically. There's also other benefits, and I'll talk about that in a second. To actually performing tasks. And so I have to constantly ride myself or remind myself to lug out the vacuum cleaner and vacuum, to vacuum down the stairs, to make sure that I'm dusting, to do the laundry, to fold the laundry. All the things that our lifestyles here in America have kind of told us not to do, or have created an environment where we shy away from doing those tasks. Maybe we consider that to be menial work or labor for other people to do for us. And I remember this when I first started coaching, there was this big move or this big push that kind of told people, don't spend your time doing something that you could pay someone else to do. And everybody went out and they got house cleaners and they got facialists and hairdressers. Like, people just stopped doing anything for themselves. They paid other people. And I think that there is some merit to that. For one, you actually are benefiting another human being by offering them payment for a service that they render. That's always a good thing. That financial or monetary exchange is good for you and it's good for them. And it's good for your view about money, of course. So I'm not really speaking in absolutes here. What I'm speaking about is just knowing and being mindful and being cognizant that doing work is actually beneficial for us. So it wasn't really that the life coaches were wrong when they told everyone pay for things that you can let someone else do, because it does free up your time. And that is 100% fact. That is 100% true. But I don't believe that it is beneficial to hold to that all the time or constantly, because there is some value to us as individuals in doing tasks, in doing work. So I would say, be smart about it. Be mindful. If you don't have the time, if someone could definitely do it better than you, then of course it makes sense to farm that out. But there are times when you can do something just as good as the next person. You just don't want to do it. Those are the situations that I want us to start being mindful of, because we miss incredible opportunities to advance ourselves spiritually by putting our body in motion and receiving the health benefit of that. And there is also a psychological benefit to doing work. There is a spiritual aspect to doing certain tasks. When you think of monks, their entire existence, their entire monk life is built around tasks. That is how they perform their service. Like, work is a very spiritual thing for them. And so they get up in the morning and they pray, but they spend the majority of their time sweeping or doing things that you and I would consider menial work, as they're taking care of their monastery and supporting all of their fellow monks by pitching in and doing their part. There is a spiritual benefit that boomerangs back to us when we are performing work, when we are performing tasks. So here's an example that just popped into my mind. Let's say you have a family, and I have a husband here. And as I'm doing work, that is a service that I'm providing to him and to myself. As my house is clean, I reap the benefit of that. As my house is free of dust, there are benefits to my respiratory system. As it's free of clutter, there are benefits to my psyche, to my mind, to my stress levels. And the same thing for him. As I perform these tasks, as I cook, as I clean, and at one time it probably popped into your mind, because I was the same way. I'm not cooking for no man. I'm not cleaning no man's house and blah, blah, blah. We're not talking about enslaving yourself or falling victim to some patriarchal notion of what it means to be a woman and all of that. Just throw all that crap and garbage out. What we're talking about is benefiting your own spiritual growth. Other people are going to benefit from it, but you're not really doing it for them, and you're not doing it for some requirement. I will say this, if you're in a relationship where someone is requiring that of you, you want to do some work there. We're not talking about being enslaved to someone else. What we're talking about is you reaping the benefit of work, of doing tasks, of spiritual discipline. I'm from the Christian faith, and the followers of Jesus were called disciples. And that is the root of the word discipline. And I don't think we think about that or give that the weightiness or the thought that it requires, that the spiritual path, or really anything that you do in life, if you don't really want to go that deep with all of it, it requires a certain level of discipline. And so as you get it in your mind, and as you make it part of your life, that you are serving yourself or serving other people by doing tasks. Now, let me just be clear. I'm not talking about exhausting yourself. I'm not talking about burning yourself out doing work. Not at all. I'm talking about just moving through life, having the understanding that work is good for our spiritual development and it is good for our physical development. And so what it could look like is you're sitting on the sofa watching television and a family member gets up and goes to the kitchen and you yell out, bring me back whatever, a beer, a bottle of water, a bag of chips, just whatever. Being spiritually minded means you understand that there's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity for me to get up and move my body, and I'll reap the health benefits from that. We all know that a sedentary lifestyle is the beginning of disease and illness and aging. So I'm talking about just holding in your mind that there is an opportunity for me to grow here and to develop by thinking about work and chores from a spiritual aspect, or seeing work and chores through a spiritual lens. So you want to start sweeping the floor. And I'll tell you this, this is something that I just recently figured out. A level of mindfulness is available to you when you're doing menial work. It is an opportunity to just kind of relax your mind when you're sweeping a floor or when you're vacuuming. It really is a time to just kind of zone out and relax your mind and stop negative thought patterns. You're just sweeping the floor. And I believe that's why the monks do it. That's why they sweep a floor that's 100% clean, that was swept bare the previous day. They're going to sweep it again the next day. There is a level of mindfulness that is available to us when we are doing chores, when we are washing dishes, when we have our hands in the warm water. It is a moment of escape. And so I want you to start thinking about that. I want you to start thinking about work in terms of the spiritual path and being able to use work to help you become more disciplined. Something that I've just recently started to do is to have days where I do certain things. Laundry on Fridays, floors on Mondays. It is an opportunity for me to build in more discipline into my life. And I just want you all to start thinking about that. Just get up, move your body, vacuum the floor, climb up on the ladder and dust the top of the refrigerator. Just move your body and really get into it. And now I'm not talking about, again, exhausting yourself. We understand that we don't do that on the spiritual path. I'm talking about just being spiritually minded, and when an opportunity is there, you take advantage of the opportunity to do a little work, to get a chore done, to relax your mind, to create a sacred space for yourself by doing chores and work, and just really seeing it as a way to improve your life. Now, many of us do work out, and I do that. Fitness is definitely a way to move your body, but I think that it is lacking in some of the other aspects to doing work. You want to keep that, but you also want to look for other opportunities to be task-oriented. As I said, it's definitely going to boomerang back and give you benefits in your home. So just start there. You know, you don't have to be out cutting trees if that's not your thing. You know, we don't want anyone to get hurt. But just think about it. What can you do? Could you sweep off your porch? Could you hose off your deck? Could you clean underneath your refrigerator? Even if you have a house cleaner, there is always something that you can do to engage yourself fully in this concept of work. So I hope you stayed with me. I hope you weren't like, girl, nobody is trying to do any kind of work. And I get it. And I hear you. And it is a constant conversation that I have with myself. But at this phase on the journey, I understand that it is a perfect way for me to groom myself and expand myself. And so I've begun to lean further into it. So I hope that helps you out. I hope you are inspired to do some work around your house or do some chores or maybe even find a way to serve other people with work, volunteering. One of the greatest people that have existed in my lifetime is Jimmy Carter. And whenever you saw a picture of him, he was always smiling, always happy, always with a hammer in his hand, building for Habitat for Humanity. Now, I'm certain Jimmy Carter, being an ex-president, being a wealthy man, he probably had people cleaning his house and doing those kinds of things for him. But the spiritual aspect of work was not lost on him by his commitment to Habitat for Humanity. So not only was he involved in the administrative aspect of the organization, but he picked up a hammer. He understood that there was a benefit to work. So I don't want to belabor it. I hope I have convinced you. Give me a shout out in the comments and let me know if this resonated with you or how you see work as a way to develop yourself or to advance spiritually. I would love to hear from you.